Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Sidney Bechet is one of the best-loved musicians of jazz. His music is fundamental to its development and central to the story of New Orleans clarinet. Plus, he was the first to introduce soprano saxophone in jazz. This is Loving Sidney Bechet, the first of three programs exploring in-depth his astounding music, confounding personality, and fascinating international career. Here's Bechet playing his own Okie Dokie in a relaxed 1937 quartet. Superb. Sidney Bechet's Okie Dokie with Noble Sissle's Swingsters, a small unit of Sissle's orchestra. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Thanks for joining me for this first of three programs, Loving Sidney Bechet. I'm Dave Radlauer. In this hour, I'll give you an overview of this remarkable musician, play some of his best records from the 20s to the 50s, and share with you some of Bechet's protégés and musicians who followed in his footsteps. Bechet is one of the most remarkable and contradictory of New Orleans musicians. He was a uniquely talented player with a keen understanding of music, but he never learned to read or write it. He was a self-taught Creole who played with the top musicians of early New Orleans, Bunk Johnson, Freddie Keppard, King Oliver, yet never reached the pinnacle of success, mostly because he distrusted managers and bookers and never stayed long in one place. By age 30, Sidney had toured Europe more than once, run his own nightclub in Harlem, and taken the jazz world by storm alongside James P. Johnson, Duke Ellington, Lena Horne, and Josephine Baker. Despite a command performance at Buckingham Palace, Bechet had been deported from Britain and from France. Let's continue with the Noble Sissle recordings. Sissle was a composer, singer, and successful bandleader in vaudeville, Broadway, and on the European continent. And in fact, Bechet first met Sissle in Paris in 1928 while Sidney was returning from a tour of Russia. Bechet's electrifying solos made him by far the dominant star in the Sissle Orchestra from 1934 to 38, when they were touring the top theatrical houses of the Midwest and East Coast of the U.S. Black Stick is a Bechet tour de force. He switches midway from clarinet to soprano sax in a small jazz unit of the orchestra. First up, though, is one of Bechet's spectacular, show-stopping features as principal, star soloist, leading the full orchestra in Dear Old Southland, which includes a vocal by Noble Sissel.
Thank you.
Brilliant little Swiss band Dry Throat Fellows, playing a tune conceived by Bechet in 1949, Waste No Tears. Black Stick and Dear Old Southland were two of Bechet's outstanding recordings when he was a featured soloist with the Noble Sissle Band in the mid-30s. This is Loving Sidney Bechet on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Still ahead in this first of three programs, rare and unusual Bechet recordings with Earl Hines, Lil Hardin, and with trumpeter Humphrey Littleton. Sidney Bechet is probably the second best-known New Orleans jazz musician after Louis Armstrong, and is definitely among the best-loved. A self-taught Creole musician, he was the first to bring soprano saxophone to jazz, and so masterful was his command of soprano sax, which is devilishly hard to play and nearly impossible to keep in tune, that he had the field to himself. His enormous volume of sound, harshly cutting tone, and forceful manner dominated any ensemble. Bechet enchants the ear with a wide range of sounds and inventive tricks, growls, blue and bent notes, and of course his pronounced vibrato. He improvises primarily on the chords while keeping melody subordinate to his own conception of the music and has an unmatched feeling for the blues. Here are a couple of Bechet's earliest records with two of his old New Orleans buddies, Louis Armstrong, with whom he ran the streets of New Orleans as a youth, and pianist-composer Clarence Williams, with whom he first left the Crescent City as a teen. Now, these are very old discs, but I really want to give you a sampling of the full range of his genius, evident even in his earliest records. The Clarence Williams Blue Five Sessions of 1923 were Sidney's first, and on Kansas City Man Blues, he totally overwhelms the other players, as he did throughout his life. But this first Cakewalkin' Babies from Home with the Red Onion Jazz Band of 1924 is another matter altogether. Louis Armstrong matches Sidney strength for strength, and they soar into one of the most sublime moments of early jazz that epitomizes the essence of New Orleans-style competitive collaboration. Then we'll hear from Sidney's protege, Bob Wilbur. Thank you. Wow, Wildcat Blues, a tune first recorded by and long associated with Sidney Bechet, but played there by his sonic spit and image, and best-known student Bob Wilbur, at his first session in 1947. And two from Sidney's very early recordings, Cakewalk and Babies from Home with Louis Armstrong, and Kansas City Man Blues, recorded with the Clarence Williams Blue Five. If you're like me, you're loving Sidney Bechet. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Rathauer. Thanks for joining me. Bechet had followers and admirers all over the world, but he transmitted his unique style and techniques to a select group of apprentices, like a medieval guildmaster. While Bob Wilbur was his best-known protege, followers included Dick Hadlock and Claude Luther in France. In this set, we'll hear yet another of Bechet's followers, Frenchman Jacques Gauthier, now living in New Orleans. Hearing Bechet in France as a youth inspired Gauthier to study clarinet, and Jacques became friends with Claude Luther. From his CD, Echoes of Bechet, we'll hear Sidney's Ghost of the Blues. But first, here's a masterful 1949 recording Bechet made with the English band of Humphrey Littleton, a New Orleans-inspired trumpeter who was very popular in Britain at the time. Second clarinetist and Bechet admirer Wally Fox is a little hard to hear on this rarely recorded Who's Sorry Now, which is, by the way, not from the frequently reissued Parlophones, but from a rare Melodisc 78. Thank you. This is Bechet's luscious, typically rhapsodic treatment of Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love, recorded under the name of Sidney Bechet's New Orleans Feet Warmers. And though he had more than one band with that name, Bechet was in fact the only feet warmer from New Orleans in that band, which was mostly swing jazz musicians like Harlem Stride Master Willie the Lion Smith, drummer Sid Catlett, and somewhat progressive trumpeter Charlie Shavers. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you the first of three programs dedicated to the tumultuous life and ravishing music of Sidney Bechet. He's certainly one of my favorite jazz artists, and I know many of you love his music just as much as I do. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can explore early jazz, send me comments, or request program playlists at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at MississippiRag.com. Amazing music from Sidney Bechet from 1941. We also heard Who's Sorry Now, a rare 78 with Humphrey Littleton, and from the superb CD tribute to Bechet by Jacques Côté, Sidney's Ghost of the Blues. And when I say the tune was composed by Sidney, again, he did not read or write music, but throughout his life, others helped him to write down and publish the dozens of fresh musical ideas that he was constantly conceiving.